The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 19th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Guru Nancha Laghunancha, Guru Nicha Laghunicha, Prayaschittani Papanam, Gyatta Uktani Maharshi. So, sinful activities, it is punishable. You cannot violate the laws of nature. Prakriti is very strong. Devijyeshagunamai mamo maya durattaya. Just like the government has police department, military department, law courts. Why? Because not all the citizens, they are good citizens. There are many outlaws. So more or less, whoever is in this material world, they are outlaws. Outlaws means they do not abide by the laws of nature, and therefore they are punishable. The first punishment is that we have got this material body. This is the first punishment. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogamancha kare pasate mayatare japotiya dhare. The first conviction is that when we forget Krishna and our relationship with Him, our relationship with Krishna is that Krishna is the enjoyer, we are eternal servants. This is our view. Just like a big man, rich man, he is the enjoyer and he has got many servants. That we practically see. The capitalist, he starts some business, big factory, 10,000 men are working, but the capitalist is not working. It is our practical experience. He is aloof from the factory, in a nice place, in a nice bungalow, garden house. He is enjoying. Similarly, God, Krishna, He is the enjoyer. He'll find therefore Krishna here in this temple. He is enjoying. He's standing with his elder brother, enjoying in the forest, sporting with his cowherd boy's friend, his cows, calves, enjoying in the forest. The description is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And those who are playing with Him, those who are associates of Krishna in Vrindavan, they are also not ordinary persons. Ittham brahma sukhana bhutya dasangatanam narudaivate paradaivatena maya sitana narudarakena sadhvam vijarhu kritapunna punya. Sukhdev Goswami said that these boys who are playing with Krishna, they are not ordinary boys. Krita punna punya, after many, many births, accumulation of pious activities, they have now got this position the chance of playing with Krishna. Similarly, everyone in Vrindavan, when Krishna was present, all the gopis, all the cowherd boys. So, Krishna comes. Yada yadahi dharma saglani bhavati bharati tadatmanam sijamaham. This is the process. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. He belongs to the Krishna's family. Krishna's family. This is our original position. Vrindavan means whole Krishna's family. Even the birds, beasts, trees, plants, water, all belong to the Krishna's family. Therefore, anything in Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Even the dust of Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. This is the philosophy, absolute truth. So Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he comes at a certain interval during one day of Brahma. He comes, he exhibits his leela, that anyone who desires to go back to home, back to Godhead, they can enjoy with me like this. This is Krishna's mission. Come on, why you are playing here and suffering this Maya's play? Come to the real play. This is Krishna's mission. Tatta deham punarjanmanayati mamiti kauntiya. Krishna comes, just try to understand me. Why I come? The certain section, they say that why God will come? God has no business to come here. So these rascals, they do not know why God will not come. Is your father servant that you think God cannot come, therefore God cannot come? You can think in your way, but God is fully independent. Whenever he likes, he can come. Yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata. Just to show the example. Why God should be restrained not to come? He is not God. God is restrained by us, by our speculation, by our imagination. That is not God. That is dog. A dog can be restrained. Don't come here. Why God can be restrained? So there is no reason. He says freely that jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati. He wants, we are part and parcel of God. Just like sons are part and parcel of father. If the father is rich man, all powerful, he does not like to see that his sons are loitering in the street without any food, without any shelter. He doesn't like. Father entreats, my dear son, why you are rotting in this way? Come home. You'll be comfortable. You'll be happy. But these rascal sons will not go. They are thinking, we shall make plan here and live peacefully. That is going. And God is coming, Krishna is coming, canvassing, to come back to home, back to Godhead, and we are not interested. We are making plan here. This is our misfortune. But this plan will be frustrated. That is the nature's law. Daivijhesa gunamai momo maya gurutvaya. Whatever plan you make, it will be frustrated. It will never be successful. Therefore, Shastra said, bahiratthamanina nati vidu sartha gatim hi vishnu. Where is the destination of life? They do not know it. Nothing vidu. These rascals, those who have come to this material world, they do not know where is the goal of life. Because they are rascals, murha, naradhama. Krishna is kind of saying that give up all this nonsense business. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhaja. Nobody will hear. He will manufacture his own way. This is the disease. Why? Because under the spell of Maya. So, to forget Krishna and to become subjected to the condition of material nature, that is called material life. Material life means to give up the idea of going back to home, back to Godhead, but making plan here to be happy. This is called Maya or material life. So, here it is said that Guru nāñca laghunāñca guru nīca laghunīca prāyaścityānāṁ prāyaścityāni pāpānāṁ gyatta uktāni maharsivī. Maharsivī, great learned scholar, realized soul, liberated soul, they have given us Vedic literature. There are different types of explanation, just like main is the Manusamhita. In the Manusamhita, it is said that if a man kills, then he should be also killed. No excuse. From Manusamhita, the hanging or killing of a murderer, that is enjoyed. That is there. Maharsavi. A killer of other animals or other living entities, he must be killed. This is Manusha. This is showing the mercy. When a king's order a murderer to be hanged, that is king's mercy. It is said in the Manusha. It is not to be excused. Life for life. Now imagine how many lives we are killing every day. We have now become very civilized. We are maintaining slaughterhouses, thousands and thousands, up-to-date machine, how to kill the animals. This is our advancement of civilization. They are all sinful activities, papani. Not only killing, there are so many institutions, how to cheat, how to take your money by tricks, how to kidnap other's wife, how so many things. Simply sinful activities. Simply. Of course, there are different grades of sinful activities, therefore it is said, guru nāñca laghu nāñca. It's like disease. You are suffering from some headache. That is also disease. And you are suffering from cancer. That is also disease. But when you are suffering from headache, the doctors may give you a tablet, an acetic, an acid, and the headache is cured. And this is loghu, very insignificant disease. But if you are suffering from cancer, that tablet will not help you. Therefore, guru nāñca laghu nāñca. As there are different types of diseases, some of them are very, very acute and severe, and some of them are very insignificant. Similarly, the grades of sinful activity are there. Some of them are not very serious and some of them are very, very serious. So, as the physician prescribes costly medicine for serious disease, similarly, Maharshi, big, saintly person, liberated person, they have prescribed prayaschitta atonement for severe types of sinful activities and insignificant types of sinful activities. But sinful activities must be there. You are put into certain condition, therefore it is called conditional life. Suppose you are very pious man, you are not killing any man or any cow, you are very careful, but still you have to kill. What is that? Because you are walking on the street, you have seen, you are killing so many ants. The position is like that. Even if you do not wish to kill, even if you are very pious man, still you have to kill, unconsciously or consciously. The world situation is like that. Anyone who has come here, he must commit sinful activities. As soon as you get this material body, then you must have to commit sinful activities, even if you are very careful. It is not possible. Therefore, Shastra says, padam padam ajata vipadam. Every step there is vipad. You cannot be excused because you are killing one ant unconsciously while walking. Your name is noted, your ticket is immediately there. Yeah, you have killed so many ants. The law is so nice. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmanani. Automatically it is recorded. And you have to suffer. So, then what to do? The situation is like that. Have to save. Therefore Krishna said, jagyarthe karma annatra karma bandhana. If you dedicate your life for jagya, jagya means for Vishnu. Jagyarthe karma means jagya purush is Vishnu. If you work for Vishnu, then you are saved. Otherwise, you are becoming complicated. Jagyarthe, Krishna says, jagyarthe karma, anratra karma bandhana. If you are going to office to earn your bread very hurriedly, to attend the office, and you are killing so many ants, you are becoming entangled. You think I am going to office to do my duty very hurriedly, but you are becoming implicated. But if you go out for receiving some help for worshipping Vishnu, then you are free. Then you are free. Exactly like that, a soldier who is fighting in the battlefield and killing so many men, and he is giving gold medal. You have killed so many. So many lives you have killed of the opposite party, enemies, you take this Victoria Cross. He becomes recognized by the God. The same man, when he comes home, if he kills somebody for his sense gratification, he will be hanged. The same man, the same soldier, when he is fighting for king's service, government service, government is supplying him food, everything, to fight very chivalrously and offering him gold medal. And the same man, when he comes home for his sense gratification, he kills a man, in hand. He may say in the court, "Sir, I have killed so many men in the battlefield and I was never hanged, I was given gold medal. And now I have killed only one man and I am going to be killed. Why? What is this?" Yes. For your sense gratification, as soon as you do anything, that is sinful. Whatever you do, it may be so-called pious activities in your calculation, but in this material world, there is no such thing as pious activities or impious. Everything impious. The Chaitanya Charitamrita has said, "Daitya bhadra bhadra sakali suma." In this material world means the world of duality. And the absolute world means the world of one. Eka brahma didyanasti. That is absolute, spiritual world. There is one only, spirit. That is nothing. Although there are varieties of spiritual manifestations. So long you are in this material world of duality, then you have to commit sinful activities. Therefore, the whole Vedic literature is meant for taking you to the spiritual world. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Don't remain in this material world of darkness. Come to the spiritual world. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. This is instruction. And jyoti means that spiritual world. First appreciation of the jyotirma, brahma, brahma-loka, brahma-effulgence. That is the first entrance. Brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaneti. Just like you see the sunshine, it is impersonal, only light. But if you have got power, strength, if you can go to the sun planet, that is another. This is also, sun planet is also shining. The heat and light is there. And in the sun shine, there is heat and light and shining. But the temperature in the sun globe is different from this temperature. And if you have got strength, then you can see who is reigning over that sun planet. In the Vedic literature, you'll find his name. Imam vivasati yugam prattva nahamammayam. The name of the predominating deity or the president of the sun globe is Vivasam. His name is also. His address is also. The God is there. God name is there. God address is there. Now if you have got power to go there, you can go. Just like Indira Gandhi or the president, name is there, address is there. But if you are fit to see him or her, that depends on you. Not that because you cannot see the president and Indira Gandhi, you see him in Niraha. This is foolishness. This is foolishness. Why God should be Niraha? Shastra says that manmayati paramatmayati bhagavani iti sabjati madanti tattatta vidastatyam jadgayanam adhyam manmayati paramatmayati bhagavani iti sabjati. The absolute truth of dvaigyan. There is no duality. He is absolute in three features. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Brahma realization means Satchidananda, simply realization of the soft proportion, eternity. That is Brahma realization. And Paramatma realization means eternity and knowledge. And Bhagavan realization means eternity, knowledge and ananda. Anandamaya Abhyasa. There are three things. If you can reach. But foolish person, although they are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they do not get the information that behind this Brahma effulgence, behind this Paramatma realization, there is the personality of Godhead Krishna. They cannot understand on account of poor fund of knowledge. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Namāme duṣkṛtinam mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā māyā apahṛtajñānā āsurī bhāvamāśrita. Why an impersonalist, although very advanced in knowledge, in Vedic knowledge, still he does not know what is Krishna. He inquires, what is God? You see, God is canvassing, here I am, and he is inquiring, what is God? So this is our misfortune. Why they cannot realize? Duṣkṛtinā. Duṣkṛtinā means acting sinfully. Specifically denying the existence of God. That is the greatest offense. Suppose you are a gentleman, and if I say, you are blind, you are lame, you are handless, you are armless, you have no head, will you be happy? Will anybody be happy? Similarly, those persons who are describing the absolute personality of Godhead, he has no eyes. In other words, he is blind. He has no hand, means armless. He has no leg, then he is lame man. He has no tongue. In this way, it is the definition by negation, and after all, make it zero. If you cut my hand, leg, my head, my eyes, yes, then what I remain? So the atheist class man, they say openly, they don't believe in God. That is honest. And those who have taken the shelter of Vedas and talking of God as armless, legless, and headless, and earless, they are saying the same thing. Vedasya nastikyavad bodhake adhik. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Vedanamaniya bodha haira nasti. Persons who do not agree with the Vedic authority, we call them nastik. As the Muslims, they say, one who does not believe in the Quran, he is kafi. And Christian, one who do not believe in the Bible, they are called heathens. Similarly, according to our Vedic civilization, anyone who does not accept the authority of Vedas, he is called atheist. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Vedanamaniya Buddha Hoyilo Nasti. Buddha philosophy, they do not accept the authority of Vedas. Although Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna, Kesavadhita Buddha Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. But for the time being, he did not accept the authority of Veda. Nimnasi Jagga Vidhiraha Suti Jatam. Lord Buddha was preaching Ahimsa. So, according to Vedic rituals, there is prescription, sometimes, not always, killing of animals. So when Lord Buddha was preaching, ahimsa, no more animal killing. The so-called Vedantis and Vedis followers, they said, why you are preaching in that way? We have got in the Vedas, many animal sacrifices prescribed there, possibly. So, Lord Buddha, what he will reply to this foolish person? What was his mission? He said, I don't care for your Vedas. Therefore, nindasi, nindasi, jagga vidhe, aha, suti jatam. Although it is Vedic injunction, my Lord, you have decried. But there is no way. Why? Sadaya ridaya darshita pasu ghatam. You are so kind. You wanted to stop these poor animal killing. Never mind for the time being. Stop Vedic. So these things can be understood by the devotee. Although he decried Vedic authority, still he is what said, Kesabhadita Buddha Sarira Jaya. This is the understanding of the devotee. They know everything perfectly well. What is what? They know Shankaracharya, what he is. Shankaracharya is the incarnation of Lord Shankara, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. He is the topmost Vaishnava. So the devotees know that Shankaracharya was at heart a Vaishnava, but he had to preach like a Vaishnava, because he had to drive away Buddhism from India. That was his mission. So therefore he made something compromise with the Buddhist philosophy. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he wanted to accept Vedas against Buddhism, who did not accept the Vedas. But he preached this atheism under the shadow of Vedas. He said therefore that Vedanamaniya Buddha Hoyula Nasti Vedasraya Buddhava Nastika Odhi. So these are the discussions one has to learn very cautiously. What is the purpose of why Lord Buddha came here, why Lord Shiva and Shankaracharya came, why other acharyas came, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. It requires thorough study under able guidance. Then one can understand. On the whole, the conclusion is that anyone who is in this material world, he is a sinful man. Anyone. Otherwise, he would not have gotten this material world. Just like anyone is in the prison house, you can conclude that he is a sinful criminal man. You do not require to study one after another. Because he is in the prison house, you can conclude that he here is a criminal. Similarly, anyone who is in the material world, he is a criminal, but not the superintendent of jail. You cannot conclude, because everyone is in the jail, criminal, therefore the superintendent of jail, he is also criminal. Then you are mistaken. Those who are conducting these sinful men, to take them back to home, back to garden, he is not criminal. His business is how to release this rascal from this prison house and take him to back to home, back to God. So, mahat vichalanam nina grihinam dina chetusam. Grihinam. Grihi means those, anyone who is living within this body or anyone who is living within this material world. It is a compact thing. So, they are very poor-hearted. They do not know what is the value of life. Nati vidu sartha gatin vishnu. So, instead of enlightening them, he Moha and Mahatma, they keep them in the darkness, there is a grave disservice. They must be enlightened. Their business is to preach that don't keep yourself within this material world. Come to the spiritual world. This is the business of Maha. Mahat vichalanam ninam grihinam dhina chaitasa. They are very poor knowledge. Mulha. They have been described as mulha, duskitina. All these men are engaged in sinful activities on account of their ignorance. If you say, no. How you can say they are in ignorance? There are so many universities, they are passing MSc, DSc, Doctor, PhD, are still they are ignorant? Yes. How? Maya purita jnana. The so-called knowledge is taken out by Maya. Otherwise, why they are sticking to this material world? If you become enlightened, then you must know that this material world is not for our habitation. We must go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is preaching that this is not your home. Don't try to be happy here. Durasayaji bohirathamani. Bohirathamani, bohir, external energy. They are thinking that materially, if we make some arrangement, some of them are trying to be happy by scientific improvement, or some of them are trying to go to the heavenly planet, and some of them are trying to become this, that, but they do not know the real happiness is to go back home, back to Godhead. Nati vidu sātra-gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know that. So this is very important moment that we are giving them hint and education how to go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.